Welcome, Goombas. Welcome to the show. Sorry for the voice and all that. I guess they're back here again, despite the fact that I'm wheezing like a motherfucker and I'm hoarse like a motherfucker.
He's dying.
Rains. Rains. I'm seeing. Let me guess this. Actually, we're coming in better with the settings we have now.
That's right.
Welcome to the Long Coat Mafia podcast, Goombas.
Live from the toilet.
Live from the toilet. To my left, it's Zombie Bunny wearing her Deadpool spandex.
Yay!
And blue hair. We're going to see if she's willing to headbutt the table again. And to my right is the resident heavy breathing creeper, Big Chandy.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to stand here and watch.
And we have a lot to cover today, and a lot to go over. We'll probably be removing the curtain a little bit so you can peek inside what's going on to respond to some of the haters we've been having. Haters.
Sweet.
We have haters?
At least one, because when we were last together, which was the I'm a Jedi Gamer episode. I posted it on... I had the bright idea of using Reddit as a tool, experimenting with Reddit. And most of it seemed well-received. We had one person that said, you guys suck. Yeah. And I went... Out of curiosity, how much of the show did you listen to? Right. Oh, I just made it past the intro. Oh. That's it, and welcome. Really?
Yeah. Well,
that's... That's them.
Typical.
But for the rest of you that think we do suck, my response to you is your mama was not supposed to tell you that we've been meeting up, and that I can't help that her clit is bigger than my pinky.
It's a small penis.
And if Larry was here, you'd hear him go, no! Oh, you haven't met Larry.
No, I haven't.
The reason why he's smiling and laughing about it because he knows Larry would do that.
He'd run out of the room.
Yeah. And,
Love Gun. It's a song about her dick run.
And, but, also we did a, as some of you might know, we kind of did a kind of a cross promotion. It got good numbers. We might, or decent numbers. Might go back and help do it again. It was the spoken word bootleg edition.
I like that. There were some interesting characters that came out of the woodwork for that one.
Yeah, and
I was shocked about some of the guys like that are locals here. I was like, that's some deep shit.
And one of the, he wasn't on, his name is Ed. I want him on the show to interview.
Right.
Because he's a big, I guess, a big name in the spoken word circuit.
Right.
And it would be interesting to have him on the, you know, get him in studio, so to speak. Right. The bathroom studio.
Bathroom studio.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
But, to get him in here to do an interview and so on. And as some of you know, last time we did a hostful, we kind of spoke about gamers getting dirty looks and so forth and so on. Speaking to some of the people at that event and saying that I was a podcaster, it was like, really? You're one of the... for those who don't know what... Obviously, some of you know what a podcast is. You're listening. But
for those
who
don't
know
what a podcast is, listen to podcasts.
We're a podcast.
For those who are stumbling in, shambling in, we're, in essence, radio-free. We don't answer to sponsors. We don't do sponsors here on the show because it gives us free reign. And, yeah, we're bleeding money, so fuck you. So that's our answer. Screw you. If you don't like us, fuck you.
We'll just listen to ourselves.
And
bitches.
Over the past few weeks, we had Lloyd Hall come in and fill our episodes. apparently Big Kenny has a few responses to that. I'll let him respond right here and now.
I want to talk to Lloyd. He's got that limited knowledge that he thinks that goes on forever. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I nothing personally against him whatsoever, but I wanted to set fire to my iPhone and walk out of my car like about 5 times.
While it's still running or yeah. At a stop?
I wanted to speed up and jump out so my car would burst into flames.
The big thing about Lloyd, before you meet him, right. Is that if you go in with intentions that he's fucking with you,
right.
You'll be fine.
Right.
And so he's one of those type of people.
I get it.
So,
I get it.
But he, as the host here, pull back the curtain. If it causes a reaction like it did with you,
right.
Like how dare he say this? He's an idiot. He's a fucking moron. It causes a reaction that way. Next time
well,
I have
him, he never elaborates on stuff. So. This is terrible. Here, you know. Next, I'm like, well, no.
But he causes a reaction.
I ain't never gonna watch Pulp Fiction.
And the next time I have him on, you gotta listen to him because what's this fucktard going to say next time?
Right.
So it.
I knew that he was on, yet I listened to him. So
right.
You got.
But and as usual for the past, this is what our third hostful.
Yeah.
It seems we have a recurring trend.
What, heavy breathing?
Besides that, one is, I didn't put it on the notes, I'll put it in here, or say it now, is current trend is Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah.
And her wanting to be Miss Marvel. Personally, even though she's not that great of an actor, my thoughts is look at Batista in Guardians.
Yeah.
He wasn't a good actor to begin with, and he stepped up to the plate. I'm willing to say, at least my opinion, give her a chance, let her do some shitty roles, because she wants to be in the Roadhouse remake.
Right.
Let her warm up, let her learn a little bit, and that way, by the time she gets chosen for Miss Marvel, she might be actually ready. But what are y'all's thoughts about
she
that?
She can do whatever she wants.
I've never actually seen her act like has she ever been in any movies before?
She was in Expendables 3.
Expendables 3.
And she was 3. In Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah, one of our
Furious 7.
Fans, Mad-Eye gave me the digital code to watch that. So
we just picked it up last night and watched it last night. Well, we've seen it. We saw it in theaters because me and my wife are huge fans of that series. Mm. And we've seen every single one of them since 4 in theaters. So I have seen every single one of them in theaters. But that together, we've seen every one since 4 in theaters.
And before we go on, I also have another little bit of a review. I picked up at a local book sale, a graphic novel written by Game of Thrones novelist himself, George R.R. Martin. It's called Doorways. And decent, I'll say it has decent artwork in it. Some of, I'm handing it off to Big Candy. Some of the, picked it up for $1. So it's worth $1. Some of the artwork seems to slip on some of the characters' faces. But it's based, the story is that...
Big Candy's face!
No, it's actually good.
But,
okay.
The premise is that, there are multiple Earths. So digital. But, that they're different Earths, and it's just parallel Earths, and someone slips through. From apparently a more slave-based mm-hmm. Earth, and it's interesting. It's got a decent story to it, but there are some holes.
Mm-hmm. Comic book. Yes.
I said for $1, it's pretty good.
She's like a geek's wet dream.
But
I dress like Deadpool. I have blue hair, and I'm reading comics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
to kind of move on. We do have controversy in the news a little bit, one of which was a Wonder Woman lunchbox was banned at a local elementary school. It's your atypical lunchbox. I'm showing the picture to the my co. It's an atypical
it's
Wonder
same
Woman.
Since
it's
1960.
Yeah,
right. It's the same type of Wonder Woman. You know, one of it is like one side is a glamour shots type drawing of Wonder Woman's face. Another one is her in action with her lasso and her atypical one piece bathing suit.
Super lady positive.
Right. The note that was sent home with the child states, "We noticed that Laura has a Wonder Woman lunchbox that features a superhero image. In keeping with the dress code of the school, we must ask that she not bring this to school. The dress code we have established requests that the children not bring violent images into the building in any fashion on their clothing, including shoes and socks, backpacks, and lunchboxes. We have defined violent characters as those who solve problems using violence. Superheroes certainly fall into that category. Please refer to the dress code section of the school handbook. Your cooperation with our dress code will be appreciated."
Violent about that lunchbox whatsoever.
But
are you kidding me?
Wonder Woman solves problems with violence. Like,
so does Spider-Man.
So, yeah, my letter back to the school would be, "Dear school, I'm pulling my child out because obviously you're a bunch of psychos teaching my child, so never mind. Thank you. They'll be staying home learning with me from now on."
And they were also just saying that the lunchbox was a quote-unquote distraction.
Right.
To other students. That's also why they banned
it. Or they were just eating their lunch.
Oh, but Barbie's okay. I guess.
She has her problems with violence, too.
Seeing as do I have that article?
Did you hear about the kid that brought in a homemade clock?
I just heard about that.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Yeah, because he was brown, he happened to get arrested.
The article.
They thought he was making a bomb. Meanwhile, he's like a very intelligent kid that makes his own radios and was wearing a NASA shirt. Yeah, but because he was Arab, his name was something like Muhammad or something.
It's Ahmed Muhammad.
Yeah, he couldn't have a worse name to get, you know, to bring in a homemade clock. So, so naturally they arrested him. Teachers, and I don't know who these people are, but they're not smart. They're teaching our children. That scares me.
Trying not to hit my head on the table right now.
Right? Well,
oh, she's about to.
I hit the big balls of yarn there, so.
So. Next up, which might actually have Zombie Bunny hit her head on the table, is the whole aspect that this is another recurring theme, is that me personally, I have a thing against feminazis, and they're attacking the new Muppet show that's coming out, because apparently Kermit and Miss Piggy broke up, and this is Kermit's new, quote-unquote, pig girlfriend.
Okay. I see nothing wrong with that. She looks like Miss Piggy, only she's got
This is the article. Kermit has been spotted out and about with a new lady, Denise, after splitting with his ex-girlfriend, Miss Piggy, last month. In typical fashion, people on Twitter had a lot to say about Kermit's new lady. And while he denies speculation that they are not romantically linked, the pictures appear to tell another story. Many expressed dismay that Kermit the Frog ditched her feminist and full-figured Miss Piggy for a younger, skinnier model, who has not expressed opinions on the works of Germaine Greer or Bell Hooks. These are some of the responses. "We thought realistic Barbie was a victory. We now have a skinny Pam on Archer and Denise, the younger, hotter pig, on the Muppets." One person stated, "Seriously, it made me really mad, especially that they made her young and skinny. It's funny her name's Denise, though." Another person says, "Kermit's new girlfriend is hotter and younger than Miss Piggy."
They said hotter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you know
another person
about
is, someone says Kermit is anti-feminist. Another person says, "Interesting, since Miss Piggy became a feminist, she and Kermit broke up and Kermit is dating someone younger."
I mean, considering like it's just someone with a hand up a puppet's ass.
Another person said, Kermit couldn't even last a month after Miss Piggy declared herself a feminist. And it goes on, what kind of person are the Muppets sending? What kind of message are the Muppets sending now that Kermit's painting a skinny pig? Jim Henson must be doing somersaults.
Midlife crises do happen, and sometimes men date younger women.
Another person says, why does Kermit's new girlfriend have a face like a Bratz doll? Skinny legs and no style.
I thought she was Asian.
I don't know. Jim Henson will be turning in his grave.
What's the Asian word for pig?
I don't know. I thought it was...
I bet you it's on a fortune cookie somewhere.
Kermit seems like Woody Allen now. Someone else says, Kermit seems like Woody Allen now, a neurotic skinny frog taking advantage of naive piglets. Another person says, Kermit getting a skinny pig broad totally defeats love your body the way you are idea. Also, under Kermit was an Ashley Madison. And one last person had this to say. I'd like to point out that pigs are only that skinny when they're piglets. Kermit, cousins, what the fuck?
I'm going to take a second look at this picture here.
Go ahead.
I see, like, I don't really see any differences between Denise and Miss Piggy.
It's a puppet.
And it's also a puppet, like Big Candy keeps saying.
Her name should be Denise Zuru. That's the Chinese word for pork.
I'm not seeing any differences, though, so I don't know why people are complaining. Quit your bitching! It's a puppet!
And
I hate to quote Chris Crocker. You know who Chris Crocker is?
Name rings a bell.
Remember Leave Britney Alone?
Oh, I saw it from Matt Pat about him talking about gamers and the people who do that. He parodied that saying, leave YouTubers alone.
But you know who Crocker is? Yeah. Chris Crocker. He has a questionable personality on the internet, but he did... it was about a week ago. He had a video that he put out about people bitching about, you know, like, you're complaining about everything. And it was really funny.
He's doing gay porn now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's hilarious. He's actually pretty funny.
One of the news two of the news stories that have been out recently, one's a little bit more current, is that two guys were arrested after allegedly, was all over Twitter. Making threats, shooting up a Pokemon World Championship. And it was Boston. And they were caught just outside of... It was in Boston. They were caught outside, just outside the tournament with a hunting knife, 250 rounds of ammunition, a rifle, and a shotgun.
How'd they catch them?
Twitter.
Oh, I thought maybe it'd be a big red and white...
Stumbo claims his remarks were taken out of context. He is known to be a gun enthusiast and a sarcastic joker. At least one colleague says the whole thing may just have been a really, really bad joke. That's why they were caught outside.
With the guns and, yeah.
I don't know if some of you, I don't remember talking about this one last time we were...
It's a wonder it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
It's a wonder it hasn't happened at a big con.
It happened at one Batman movie a few years ago.
What happened at the movie? I'm saying at a convention.
Right.
I mean, we had the experience of like the fire alarm going off. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I mean, that was chaos. Can you imagine somebody walks in there with a gun? It would just be awful.
You make me not want to leave the house anymore.
I'm sorry.
You don't leave the house as it is. Other than to do this.
Well, that's true.
It's true.
But I mean, you can't be afraid your whole life. That's the thing. It's one of those things where it's just a wonder it hasn't happened yet, is what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. That seems like easy pickings.
And one of the things I wanted to bring up is that I don't remember talking about it last time we were together. As some of you might know, Vimeo is another YouTube-type deal. About a month ago, Pixels, which bombed in the box office.
Wait, bombed good or bombed bad?
Let's see.
No, I thought it was good.
But
I like Adam Sandler.
But,
it didn't do good.
doing research.
Yeah.
Type.
Either way, Adam Sandler, he owned the word pixels and its variants.
What?
And on Vimeo, everything that had the word pixels, including the movie's own Vimeo page, videos were pulled and copyright strikes were put against them.
Wow.
And like I said, including the movie's own official page.
Right. How dumb can you be? I didn't think that people could claim copyright over a word, especially an existing word.
I don't think you can. But,
because it wasn't too long ago that Taylor Swift was doing the same thing.
But
remember, she owned, what was she trying to say? She owned like something, like it was some phrase out of one of her songs that she claimed that she owned at some point, and it was ridiculous. It was something like something sick beat or something like that. This sick beat or something.
Oh,
but
she claimed she owned that phrase.
The good thing in recent weeks that I've been hearing about is that woman filed a countersuit against Universal Studios because apparently she was, well, she was taking a video of her little child in and around your son's age, kind of dancing to a Prince song.
Right.
And Universal, she posted that video on YouTube for everybody to see. Look at my, you know, little child dancing to the beat of this, you know, song.
Right.
It was only maybe about a 30, 40 second video.
Right.
Universal, here's the channel.
Well, that's fair use.
You know, but they, like, copyright claim this, that, the other thing. She filed suit against Universal under the whole aspect of, because it was playing in the background.
Fair use.
That it could have been, that they had to, that's what a lot of YouTubers are now saying, because she won.
Yeah.
She won that because it was considered fair use.
It is fair use.
And that...
She didn't claim because the song was hers. She didn't claim that it was the soundtrack of the,
right,
you know, whatever, that, of the movie she shot.
Because of that, yeah, being, a, in essence, a victory,
yeah,
even though she wasn't a mainstream YouTuber,
right,
it's still a victory that's saying, hey, yeah, you're shooting first without asking questions. And it's just, for a lot of people, especially us too,
right,
that if we play a clip, in regards to all this,
yeah,
that, hey, your even though your podcast, you got to pull the episode because it's ours.
Right.
So, hey, fair use. We're advertising your stuff.
Right.
So it's.
Well, and they do it all the time. There's a channel that I watch called Platinum Card Breaks. Yeah, I'm giving you a free plug. They do sports cards, and they open the boxes of sports cards, and you watch, and you pay for it and stuff. And in the background, the guy always has a radio on. Well, more often than not, when you go and watch it back on YouTube, sometimes like I'll miss like what I actually pulled out of the box, and I'll go back to see what he pulled for me, and it'll be quiet because under, you know, it'll have that little bar under it that says due to copyright claim, the audio has been taken from this video. So you can still watch it, but you can't hear anything. They do it all the time. Who is actually reporting copyright claims for, like, background radio? That's crazy.
But the
Is there, like, a sensor on there that, like, can identify songs?
No, it's just that, I guess part of it's a bot that's going through that says, hey, this is our copyright. This is, you know, and it's automatically putting those strikes on the YouTubers.
Right.
And sometimes it's like I know a few YouTubers where it's happened to that, like, take Sony. Sony Japan was putting the strikes on American YouTubers, not Sony America.
Right.
Sony America was like, hey, we like what you're doing.
Right.
Keep it up. You're giving us, even though we're authorized. They could Sony America could be authorizing.
Yeah,
all this stuff, yet Sony Japan is saying strike, strike, strike. Yeah. And another little bit of news that came in after me doing the show notes, Konami, I mean, listening to all this shit about Konami. Konami is being the biggest fucking assholes.
What?
One of the things in the creator of Metal Gear Solid posted a fan photo,
right.
Fan drawing. Immediately, Konami was like, "No, copyright infringement. Pull it."
What?
What? Yeah.
And
fan drawing.
But that's a little bit more like an agreement that the States is having with Japan.
Right.
That it's like with the copyright stuff. Anything that is fan created.
Yeah.
The main source, the people that own it, like the Naruto's, all that, they're like, it's opening doors so that they could say, that's copyright infringement. You can't do that. You can't sell that. If Zombie went to a show wearing Dragon Ball Z outfit, they could say, you can't come into this show. You're wearing a Dragon Ball Z costume. It's copyright infringement. Take it off. Or go somewhere and change your clothes.
This is so confusing. Like, how am I?
My thoughts.
But what?
Like, how am I supposed to do all this research just to find out what I can and can't do?
I think it's because it's so new. The social aspect of the world is getting smaller because of social media and the internet and things like that. I think that, like, just like the record industry, they don't know what to do. So with so much content out there in the market right now, like a fan drawing and stuff like that, they're going, well, we got to profit from this somehow because we're losing money.
It's not so much that from what the feeling that I'm getting from it is where, like in Japan, it's all welcome and open. And here comes the United States saying, no, you can't do that. That's bad. That's copyright infringement.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And all of a sudden, even in like Japan, it's like, wait a minute.
Because they don't understand what copyright infringement is. They're just calling everything copyright. How many times have there been like settlements now to where like they've said copyright infringement, but it wasn't really copyright infringement?
But in places like Japan and China, the aspect of copyright infringement is more advertising.
Right.
Than what we would consider copyright infringement. Right.
Copyright infringement title says you are taking an idea and you are representing it as your own and you are profiting from it. That's not what a lot of people are doing, though. A lot of people are like taking an idea and saying, I did this, I'm a fan of this, this is my art, or this is my, you know, version. Therefore, it shouldn't be copyright.
Go ahead.
I mean, like, what does this mean for, like, people that draw fan art on DeviantArt and stuff?
Right, exactly.
I'm on DeviantArt a lot. There's a lot of fan art. And there's a lot of porn, but mostly fan art.
Do you enjoy the porn?
Sometimes.
Porn fan art.
But, also, from what I've been hearing about Konami is that, first of all, the recent news is that,
I win.
Oh, what's it?
They're stopping a lot of their AAA titles. They're no longer making for consoles or computers. They're stopping everything.
Right.
And if a game or something was not doing well, they'll tell their top developers, you're going to our factories to make Plinko machines.
I have a Plinko machine.
It's like a Plinko. It's like little Japanese ball machines.
Yeah, it's in the back of my dad's car.
Yeah, it's one of those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling their top developers, you're now making Plinko machines. Or they'll tell them, you're now a janitor. And they've been telling all their stuff, they have cameras, not for security, but to watch their developers to make sure they're not communicating outside as to finding better jobs. They're changing their email, the employees' emails, on like a daily basis to prevent this from their developers going elsewhere. It's one of the main reasons why the main person who did Metal Gear series left, because he had enough. He's like, you're treating us like shit.
Okay, so I understand now.
It's that sort of thing.
It's all about just keeping it under your thumb.
Me and my sister were noticing a couple game developers were just like up and like leaving projects, and we're like, what? What's going on? Why are they doing this? And now I understand a little bit more.
Hopefully we'll have another recording here next week with someone who's working, learning to become me. We'll work with him. It's Twitch.
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 Twitchy? The squirrel?
No.
Oh.
I wish.
Oh, I wish.
It's Andy. Not Andy. Alex.
Alex.
Alex. He usually runs the 30s and 40s. He's been helping out in the 50s recently.
Oh, okay.
He's learning to become a game developer. He's playing the Taken King. Destiny's Taken King. So, it'll be out in a week, for a week.
By the time that's he's on. Girl's not named Twitchy, my bad.
So,
it's foamy.
It'll be good to have him on, actually, just hold him a little bit more about gaming, talk about it. But that's a later date. To continue on a little bit.
Moving on.
It's in recent news that more and more people are cutting their cable cord. And
cable
internet?
Yeah. Not an internet.
Oh, well, not internet.
TV and like pay TV.
They keep sending me offers in the mail to come back. And they're like, here's $250.
Wait, does Dish count?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't cut the
cord. More people are cutting their Dish, like their cable cord. In regards to TV,
and they can get it all on Hulu.
They could get it on Hulu, which recently they're offering a new plan, $12, no ads. Which is for about $8, you could have adverts. But it's the time that the ads are on is about as long as it would take you to fast forward through all the commercials.
Right.
So it's not that bad. And between what people like me and Big Candy realize is between Netflix and Hulu, it's like less than half the cost.
Yeah.
And
way less. My normal bill after the promotion ends, because I always say that because for a year you get it for like so-called $19.99 or whatever, and that's always the deal. After the promotion ends, it shoots up. What were we paying? We were paying over $100 a month.
And that's just basic shit.
And that was a bundle. That was for our bundle. I mean, you have to have cable internet, so you might as well have it with your package. So, but yeah, it was $130, $140 a month. So we cut it. Now our internet is like $30 a month.
Well, and that's besides, like, this is besides.
Right, no, and I'm saying, so it's like $30, and then we get WWE Network, we get Hulu Plus, and we get Netflix. All together, it's still way cheaper than our cable a little bit.
I figured with
and I get all the programming I would have gotten.
Me, with someone like me, I have Hulu Plus, and I have
I get more movies,
Netflix.
I get more movies than Showtime, more movies than HBO.
And but I also, some of the stuff that's not on Hulu, I have, like Doctor Who, NCIS.
Yeah, Doctor Who on Netflix.
But not recent episodes. But sometimes I don't like to wait.
Well, that's true. But you can get seasons of it, though.
Right. But NCIS is now on Netflix. But I like to watch it because a lot of people I know at work might chat on it.
Right.
But including Walking Dead.
Right.
So with like those three seasons, I have the season pass. It's still way cheaper on a yearly basis than... I still hear people... Well, cable, basic cable, is cheaper than Netflix. Like, wait a minute.
No, it's not.
With, on a yearly basis, you're paying, if you go monthly, you're paying about $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year.
And it's also appointment TV. Like, you have to be there when it's on. Or you can,
DVR it.
Yeah.
But who wants to do that? You can just get Hulu and watch. You can sit there and binge watch every episode of like anything you want.
But
fast forward through it. Just
with
through
me on a yearly basis of what I season pass and Netflix and Hulu, it's barely maybe $300, $350 tops.
And with the addition of, like, for newer movies.
Presentate.
That was a cough.
Oh.
But for newer movies with Redbox.
Yeah.
It's even better. You can do Redbox since then.
Me with using a console.
Right.
I could rent them.
Yeah,
directly.
I can direct it. There's like sites on that I can rent Vudu or something like that. There's a bunch of stuff I can rent off of my TV.
Unfortunately, for people like me, I live out in the middle of the woods, so it's kind of hard to get the cable company or the internet company. I have a problem with my internet, so I can't get things off of the internet because of they won't come up any further. They went up like 1,100 blocks, and then they won't go any further. It's like, come on, I'm just a little bit farther down the block. Just little closer. Like,
can
nah, we're not coming
Sam
closer.
Sam Kinison right now?
You go where the food is! Yeah, that was a problem with me many years ago when it came down to, like, cable and all that when I was, like, living in Florida. The cable company ended the block behind us.
Yeah.
And I was like, what, you can't? There's, like, 15 houses here.
Right.
Oh, if you want to come in if you want us to come in there, you have to pay us $7,000, $10,000 to us to wire up all the homes here, each home. So we have to pay $100,000 for you to come in. Yeah. You know what? Fuck you. But this was Florida. We got entertainment, basic, what I call the vowel channels,
right,
which means you got five stations and sometimes a sixth.
Right.
Florida was a flat state, so you were able to get those.
Right.
But, and at that time I had a button TV, but the knob.
Oh.
So it was like, come on, Fox. Come on, Fox. Fox. Yes. But,
UHF channel.
Yeah, it was on the UHF. So, it's going to continue
this is
on.
Sand.
But, fall seasons have started up already.
I'm thinking that same kid.
Yeah. I'll go through the list of what's premiering over the next couple of months, and if you hear something that you want to discuss, let me know.
You want to discuss how you chopped down a small forest for your insurance?
The money went to the library. Shut up. The funds have been cut over 3/4. So I'm donating to the fucking library. Shut up. We'll skip up to about Thursday, the 10th. We'll start. Longmire premiered on Netflix, which is always good. I don't think anybody cares about, even though he's a decent comedian, Craig Ferguson, Just Being Honest started on Epix.
Oh, yeah. We'll try that. I'll he's funny. I miss his show already.
There was a show on, I guess it's the Winfrey Network, called For Better or For Worse.
Bring on the action.
2020 appeared on ABC. Z Nation on Sci-Fi. I have that on my queue.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sci-Fi, yeah. I'm surprised it lasted more than one season.
So bad. It's like bad plus. It's
and like Continuum has also appeared on.
Like, is it about like zombies or something?
Let me guess, it's a worse version of Walking Dead.
Have you never
seen
it? Okay, it's like, okay, you know how Walking Dead, like, they kill zombies and it kind of makes sense? And it's,
and it's
like,
more drama than zombie killing?
Right. This is more zombie killing that doesn't make any sense, and, like, it's very sci-fi movie-ish. It's, like, chintzy actors and, like, really bad plots, and just, they go over the top of a lot of stuff just to get reactions.
Like Sharknado.
Yeah, it's like Sharknado. Yeah.
Also, Continuum appeared on Sci-Fi after Z Nation. Saturday the 12th, Ferrell takes the field on HBO. No clue, don't have HBO.
I know what that is. It's dumb.
Sunday, September 13th, which was earlier this week, Sister Wives on TLC.
Mm.
Project Greenlight on HBO. Dahl and M on HBO. On Monday, 14th, Dancing with the Stars premiered.
Oh!
Fuck that shit. I hate it. Other than when it was on, Kitchen Nightmares, now it's like Bar Rescue.
I love Kitchen Nightmares.
I love Kitchen Nightmares.
Have you watched Bar Rescue?
No.
I think it's the same.
Is it Gordon Ramsay?
It's not Gordon Ramsay, it's John Taffer, and he's on par with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you gotta watch it. It's on Hulu. So,
I can't get enough Gordon Ramsay.
He's nice, and yet he's mean.
He's my dream, bro.
John Tapper's the same way. Same way. He'll curse out bartenders. And there's a little story behind that. Me and Big Candy listened to Nerdist.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the co-hosts appeared on a recent episode of Bar Rescue.
Did they?
Yeah.
Matt Myra.
And John Taffer was on a recent episode of Nerdist too.
Oh, okay.
And he's saying he's cursing out the bartender, and Matt Myra and his friend were the recon people.
Right.
And he said, I'm cursing out the bartender in his about an inch from the bartender's face, cursing him out. And what's Matt Myra and his friend doing? Everybody in the house, the crowd, jaws are dropped. Looks of oh my god, and Matt Myra and his friend are laughing and giggling like a pair of schoolgirls.
Right?
Yeah, because they were big fans of the show, and they're like, oh my god, he's really doing it. He's really doing it.
That's awesome.
Stupid. That's
it.
Tuesday.
Is he British? Is John Taffer British?
John Taffer's American.
Damn.
And he just doesn't give a fuck. That's this thing. He doesn't give a fuck.
That's awesome, bro. I love that. Is it on Hulu?
Okay. Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Oh, well, I'm going to season
one. It's not complete seasons, but it has a couple of episodes on it.
Recent ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday, this past Tuesday, the Mindy Project premiered.
That's funny.
Mindy Project.
Mindy?
Mindy, okay.
Also, The Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris.
I heard it's okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it's okay.
The Bastard Executioner on FX.
I kept seeing commercials for that. That actually looks rather interesting.
South Park premiered this past Wednesday.
I heard they were on point about Deflategate. I didn't see it.
I have it on my queue to watch, so I have to watch. Moonbeam City also premiered on Comedy Central.
That looks funny. Have you seen that?
No.
It looks like really bad back headroom, like 80s like animation with 80s characters, but it's like over the top, like all Adult Swim shit is. Have you seen Rick and Morty?
Oh yeah. My god, I love that show.
I just started I missed the boat on that, just like I missed the boat on Adventure Time, and I'm late to the party, but oh,
I'm
my
over Rick
god,
and Morty, so
I binge watched the hell out of it the other day, and just the one where they have the amusement park inside the old Christmas bum, I about that was so funny.
We're skipping Thursday because it's football. And even though
tonight, we went to the bar and watched the game.
Saturday tonight, Doctor Who premieres.
Doctor Who.
Fuck you. The person who plays Sarah, or
yeah,
she's leaving.
Yeah.
After this season.
No.
Also, Steve Ranzi, Breaking Dad comedy special, airs tonight. Rana Zizi. I don't know.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that guy. Sunday is the Emmy Awards. Fuck them. Don't care about the Emmy Awards.
I only care about the Oscars.
Hollywood, patting the balls on the back. Yeah.
Now, here comes the good stuff.
Good stuff.
Like, I hate it. I think it's a good show. Gotham season 2 premieres on Monday.
Did you see that they're giving young Bruce a girlfriend on that show?
I thought it was that chick who plays like,
I don't know, but I think she's supposed to be like 16. And like
the chick.
How old is he on the show?
I don't know.
He's supposed to be like 13 or 14, right? She looks like a woman.
Are we talking about the chick who's supposed to be like cat girl or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. She looks like a woman.
You know, I've been binge watching on Netflix.
Yeah.
Girl Meets World.
Yeah, it's good.
And the thing is, the chick who plays, I think
her friend.
Her friend.
Yeah.
Some of her reactions remind me of Babs Bunny. Right. That animated.
Yeah. She's gonna be a big deal.
Because she'll look and go, "Durr," and he was like, yeah. "Hey man, that's a Babs."
But she got that kid's face.
Yeah, and it's like it's a Babs Bunny cartoon.
She's
look.
Hilarious.
So, and everybody kind of does a great job. And yeah. What's her name looks good after so many years.
Oh yeah.
She put on a shit ton of weight and lost it.
Well, she still looks good.
And
it picks up where that show left off. Like,
and that's
with the friendship.
Yeah.
Kind of aspect of the girls or like the boys is really.
What cool. I want to see is like a little bit of a.
I'm kind of
a
I'm
little
kind of
monsters. A better Little Monsters reference in that.
That'd be nice.
It'll
I'm
be
kind complete. Of a Disney file. I kind of like, because my kid liked watching those shows, I watched, like, what's the other one about the nanny? What's it called?
I don't know.
Nanny.
She lives with the kids, the rich kids.
I think I know which one you mean, but.
That's a hilarious show.
But also Big Bang Theory.
That show's gotten away from what it originally started as.
I want to binge watch it, but it's not on Netflix.
Have you watched any of it?
I think the premiere, and it was like.
I
don't know, but
it's good up until like season 3 or 4. It's really funny. Like I can watch it probably all day.
I think I watched like the first season,
but,
and I watched it in school.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
But
and
I
it's like, but like when they start getting more involved with the characters, it's kind of like just becomes like stagnant. And now there's too much like hubbub behind the scenes.
Thing.
It's one of those things where it's kind of like Friends. It got way too involved and. Now, like, the characters are demanding, like, so much money off-screen, like, they to come and play the character. And it's kind of like, who cares? It's kind of like the situation with...
The Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons. And also with, what's the thing with the Charlie Sheen was on?
Two and a Half Men.
It's like that. All the extra stuff kind of took precedent over the show. And it just got lousy. So, that's what
that,
there. I don't like it.
The thing with, like, we'll get to it in a moment with, like, NCIS, their popular,
I'm
sorry.
What?
I like touching.
Funny thing, you have to be here. Zombie Bunny is playing with balls.
Balls of
yarn.
But
still, she's squeezing a pair of balls.
She was holding them about chest high, and I just had a little trust in her, like, okay.
But, like with a lot of CBS shows, CBS has that issue of going like mine, hours. So, thankfully, Mark Harmon, the front runner for NCIS, I guess allowed it to be on Netflix. But with on Hulu, CBS is nowhere to be. Other than some of a lot of the classic stuff, is not, the newer stuff is not on Hulu, which sucks. But again, what to get with the list of Life in Pieces premieres, The Voice, one of those. Why I can understand why a lot of these reality shows because they're cheap and the writers strike.
Yeah.
You don't have to rely on writers.
No,
but
and you don't have to
it's
pay
stupid.
People.
Yeah, you don't have to pay people
because it's
much.
A contest.
Also Monday on Fox, Minority Report.
Oh, what about going to be?
It's supposed to take place, for those who don't know, it's supposed to take place a few years later, after the movie. So, it seems like, okay, I'll check out an episode or two. It's Fox, it's going to be on Hulu. Scorpion on CBS, I haven't heard too much about that.
My mom kind of watched it, I kind of, meh.
Castle, I guess, is returning.
Yes!
That's the loudest Bunny has been all day.
Ever.
NCIS.
I saw the last episode, and I'm just like, what? Don't leave me like this! Table flip!
You're just a Nathan Fillion fan, and you know it. If you had a choice to see Nathan Fillion naked, or looking naked, your brain would just blow.
Nah, I'd rather see Hugh Jackman naked, personally.
this is an exclusive for the show, folks. But NCIS LA is returning. It's not bad. It just didn't get caught on with me.
Yeah.
Blind Spot NBC is also returning 10 p.m. on Mondays. On Tuesdays, Screen Queens 2-hour premiere on Fox. What that is, no idea.
It's a, it's like kind of like the movie Scream.
Yeah.
Only it's on a campus. It's kind of like Scream 2. It's on a campus, like a girls' sorority. There's a masked figure going around. Not like Scream. He looks like a red devil. He's going around killing people.
I don't see that lasting the full season.
No.
No.
NCIS is coming back. I'm going to have to season pass that. I've been a longtime fan.
Right.
The Muppets premieres on ABC. They're kind of taking an office approach to the show.
Right.
So, I'll give that a...
why can't it be the Muppets show?
Fresh off the boat, I guess it's second season, premieres also Tuesday, the 22nd. Dancing with the Stars results show. No.
Could
care less. NCIS New Orleans. I saw a few episodes. It's done very well.
Right.
It has what's the thing from Enterprise, or Star Trek Enterprise, the captain.
Oh,
Captain Picard.
No.
Oh, wait, no, it's not Enterprise. My bad.
Also. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's done very well. One of the shows, it was a podcast I used to listen to. They knew a lot of people behind the scenes. And it's done very well. I just haven't gotten fully into it. Also, Tuesday, the show Limitless. It's based on the movie. And it takes place a few years later. And it's supposed to have the main character coming in every couple of episodes to... And it's supposed to expand on that drug that's taken. That not only does it increase brain power, it's supposed to give additional abilities.
Right.
So it could add new life to the show.
Yeah.
Again, I'll give it a few episodes.
I see that being too much like the heroes going nowhere.
Well,
who knows?
We'll give it a shot. At least I'll give it a shot. It's CBS. I'll probably buy the premiere, and if it's worth it, I'll season pass it later when it goes on sale. Wednesday, Rosewood on Fox. I'm not sure. Mysteries of Laura.
Mm.
I heard nothing.
The
middle's still on. Survivor, again, still on. I'm not a big reality. Other than a few shows.
Wait, what's Survivor? That's Lost. My bad.
They put people on an island, tell them to survive. And,
Survivor. Big quote bunny.
Oh, if it's a reality series, I'm probably not going to watch it.
Yeah,
I'm a cartoon connoisseur.
The Goldbergs come back.
I don't think it's that funny.
It's not. It takes
place in the 80s.
80s, yeah.
And it's a Jewish family, like, sitcom. It's okay, but it's, like, nothing I would watch.
Modern Family comes back.
Again, not funny.
Seen a few, it's alright.
They get themselves in such wacky predicaments that it's unbelievable. At the same time, it's just not funny.
Empire comes back. Law and Order comes back. SVU.
Right.
Blackish comes back. Nashville. I don't know if it's a new series or what.
Right.
Trip Tank on Comedy Central.
What is Trip Tank?
I've heard nothing about it.
I don't either.
A lot of the new stuff there, when I research some of the new shows, they just say it's coming out this day and that's it.
That's it. Yeah, right.
Thursday, the 24th, Heroes Reborn comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they do a bit. I'll watch the first episode.
Yeah, I'll watch the first episode.
Grey's Anatomy comes back.
Mm.
Scandal comes back. I think that's a new episode. new series. The Blacklist comes out.
My dad likes that show.
The Player comes out.
I keep accidentally deleting it off the DVR.
Accidentally. How to Get Away with Murder comes back. Grant the Oldest is Thursday, it's September 24th. The 25th, Last Man Standing comes back. The Amazing Race, another reality show. Shark Tank comes back.
But it's not the good Shark Tank. It's the American version.
Yeah, did you hear about what goes on with that?
Yeah.
You appear on the show, you're accepted. 2% of whatever you make, whether you're not on the show or not, goes to them.
Yeah.
Really whether or not a deal is made.
Yeah, whether or not
I thought this was about actual sharks.
Yeah, the sharks get 2% of your body.
Blue Bloods comes back. Brian Regan Live comes back. Brian Live, I guess he's got a... He was a decent comedian back in the day.
He's still funny.
Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy on Disney.
Finally, a cartoon!
Right. That should be good.
48 Hours comes back. That's a news thing. 60 Minutes. Bob's Burgers comes back.
Yay!
The Simpsons comes back. And with all the controversy about one of their actors leaving for good, obviously they shoveled a bunch of money in his face and he said, okay.
Well, they had a bunch of money to shovel in his face. That's what he wanted.
Shove it.
But the
shove
thing
it.
Is...
He knows in what his shows were.
They're making... A season, I mean, each person is making like $2.5 million.
An episode.
A year.
No, they're making that an episode, trust me. That's what they're making. It's not a year. They're making like $2 million an episode.
Which is outrageous. They've been on for like 20 some odd years.
Yeah.
But
I mean, consider the marketing, and especially like look at Harry Shearer. Like, you know, he's the one that they were having trouble with.
Yeah.
But look at all he does on that show. He's the voice of...
Like 15 characters.
Well, and 5 of them being like major characters on the show. Like, characters that if they went missing would be the difference between a good season and a bad season.
The thing, Simpsons, it's, a lot of people have said that the Simpsons, it being on for like 20 some odd years, it's gone downhill.
Yeah, it has. But where's the fan base? That's what I want to know. Like, do people still watch? I don't watch it.
I watch it.
I haven't watched it in years.
I watch it whenever there's something I don't want to watch on.
I mean, being honest, I new episode, I haven't seen. Yeah. Probably the last new episode I saw was probably a Treehouse Horror 3 years ago. That was it.
It's on. It's, you know, it's there. It's going down. Granted, I like South Park, but they're always current.
Yeah,
they have that week.
Always.
They do it week to week to week.
Yeah.
When you have people, what, shows like Bob's Burgers and Simpsons and Family Guy, which also premieres this Sunday, the 27th, they're not current
Bob's
events.
Bob's Burgers has never been like
right.
current political. It's its own little kind of in a vacuum and it's funny. But the Family Guy, I haven't laughed at Family Guy probably since like the 3rd or 4th season.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine comes back. Once Upon a Time comes back. CSI Crime Scene Investigation.
Sorry, Once Upon a Time is just...
Finale special. It's a finale special.
So is it like ending or is it...
I guess it's ending.
Ah. I thought it ended a long time ago.
Blood and Oil. Last Man on Earth. I tried to get in on that and it just was downhill.
It sounded funny.
It sounded funny and it just died. Quantico... looks kind of good. I'll check it out. Daily Show premieres the 28th.
With the new host, right?
With the new host.
Who's the new host?
Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah. He was
a correspondent with her for a while.
I guess so. On the 29th, Grandfathered premieres on Fox. Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to their regular time slot. The Grinder. On Fox.
He's a guy in a club. He's the grinder.
Scream Queens moves to the regular time slot. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premieres on the 29th. Beyond the Tank, whatever that is, on ABC.
Four tanks.
I guess it's
fish tanks.
Shark Tank, Fish Tank, Trip Tank.
The 30th Criminal Minds premieres. Chicago PD premieres on NBC. Code Black premieres on CBS. October 1st. I thought last season was the last season of it, but apparently, again, they shoveled a bunch of money in their direction. Bones premieres. Sleepy Hollow. Why is there a third season?
Care. Does that guy ever change his clothes?
No.
Can I, like, say something about Bones? I used to be really into it, and it was really, really interesting, but the recent new, like, seasons coming out, I've just kind of lost touch with it because it's getting, like, too personal with the actual characters, and I'd rather much more listen to how the victims died or, like, how they're going to solve the crime.
It's just like Supernatural. Just, like, once they got away from solving the little cool mysteries and the, like the weekly, almost like the weekly
monster,
thing.
Monster of the week.
And they did that whole angel devil thing took over. I don't care anymore. Like, I stopped giving a shit. Like, the new season just came out on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever. Yeah. And we'll get it eventually.
Yeah, it. Relative to the show, let's see, speed up the list a little bit. Saturday Night Live, October 3rd. That's gone down the hill over the years.
It was funny last year, especially the Dwayne The Rock Johnson episodes.
The Flash on CW, season 2.
Awful. I'm sorry.
iZombie on CW, is the 6th. Arrow.
Not a fan.
Premieres on the 7th. Again, with a lot of the DC shows that are premiering, or on air, you hear promises from DC saying, oh, we'll have Superman, or we'll have Batman, or we'll have this character or that. They never do it. They never do it. Well, they never. It's like, well, we'll have Wonder Woman, we'll have this character, we'll have that.
DC is just a fail pile anyway. All their shows are terrible.
Supernatural premieres on the 7th. American Horror Story Hotel.
Now that looks really interesting. Now,
the cool, when I have yet to watch American Horror Story.
It's good.
But the cool thing is, from what I've been hearing, the plus is each season, it's brand new.
It's brand new. But it's the same characters.
Right.
But just in different situations.
Thursday, October 8th, Vampire Diaries.
More vampires.
Yeah. Haven on Sci-Fi. Let's see. Yada, yada, yada. Walking Dead, October 11th. Fargo, October 12th. And see, Supergirl on October 26th. It's more, I guess it's more geared to the
females.
The females and the
that
guys.
Like DC.
But I kind of dig it. The premiere, the little trailer that they did.
Yeah.
I was into it.
But the thing is, some of the problems I've seen with that is that she complained. When you look at the current Superman movie, because in the trailer she complains that her cape, remember, it's just her cape that gets frayed because of her speed, not her her spandex costume.
Right.
Because it's earth made, hand earth made, earth fabric.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, if the cape is earth fabric, so is her suit. Why isn't that getting frayed as well?
Is it?
No, it's not. It's all in one piece. They make a remark that her cape that she's wearing gets frayed. Literally, is torn to ribbons because of her speed. But not her leotard one piece.
Oh, that's also form-fitting.
It's form-fitting, but it's...
Then probably gets ripped to shreds because she's going so fast. It's beating them.
They make
the physics probably. They're probably saying the physics of the cape because it gets torn up because of.
And one thing that's me and the complaints I've been hearing is that even though it's form-fitting, it's earth made.
Yeah,
it's earth fabric. And Superman, when he got his outfit, it was Kryptonian made, different type of fabric.
Right.
Therefore, even though that too was form-fitting,
right,
it's alien. Therefore, didn't have to deal with the speed. It was probably prone to the speed and made that way.
Your outfit's not going to break down like Kate would to do the speed.
I might give at least an episode on, let's see, CBS. I'm going to have a season pass it, or at least the first episode. Ash versus Evil Dead on Halloween. I'll probably definitely season pass that right off the gate.
Wait, is that a television show or is it a movie?
It's a television show starring Bruce Campbell along the lines of Evil Dead.
Sweet.
So, Angel from Hell on CBS. I don't know what that is.
Right.
Into the Badlands. I'm sure. Jim Henson's Turkey Hollow on Lifetime.
Turkey Hollow? What?
I don't know. That's what. That's November 21st.
Oh!
And also, early next year, January 24th, it's a 6-episode miniseries, X-Files Returns up to Fox.
I'm excited.
So, woo!
That's that. As for, there's a bunch of movies that pretty much fall season cut into a nutshell.
How many pages was that?
More than 5.
10.
The reason why you see a lot of shows get canceled first bit is still with Nielsen issues.
Right. Which, the problem is if people are DVRing it, they don't watch it within 48 hours, then it gets basically a bad rating.
And even though people are watching on Hulu, Netflix, it counts, but they don't look at that.
Right.
They
don't look at it overall.
So a show like The Walking Dead, even though it's season passed by a lot of people, they're going to have to look at those numbers eventually.
They need to.
With more and more people, as we discussed earlier, cutting the cord.
They're not appointment watching. They're not watching shows when they come on. They're watching them later.
Or they're watching them the next day.
Well, because shows come on really late and people work. Like, nine times out of ten, when I watch shows, I don't watch it at nighttime because I fall asleep. I watch it during the day when I'm awake.
But the thing is, because everybody watches DVDs, DVD-Rs, and watches it the next day,
right.
They don't count that. They don't.
No.
It's not Nielsen rated.
Right.
And
it has to be within 48 hours for the camera. That's why they tell you all the time now, please watch it within a couple days.
But for those who don't know how Nielsen operates, we have about 100 million people in this country. Nielsen takes about 10% of that, gives those people a little box to put on their TV, and they punch in their number when they watch a certain thing, and it has to be about 15 minutes.
I was a Nielsen radio subscriber once. That Nielsen rates everything. They rate everything from TV, all kinds of media.
Yeah.
And so, like, they sent me a thing. You've been randomly selected to be a Nielsen family for radio. They gave me $1 every time I sent in a report. But they would just ask me every, like, 3-4 months, like, what I was listening to on the radio.
But the thing, where it breaks down is that you could have everybody in the country watch something like the Super Bowl. But if two people... Only two people with Nielsen boxes watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Then, according to Nielsen,
nobody watched it.
So yet the whole country watched it.
So, like when people get together in a bar and they watch it,
right?
Then it doesn't count,
right?
And when people go to the actual stadium and watch it, nobody was there.
It happened to hockey a few years ago.
It did.
When hockey came back from their strike, it appeared on TV. It got literally a 0 rating.
Yeah.
Because nobody from Nielsen watched it.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm sure at least 5 million people probably watched the game on TV.
Which was, I think, was it Fox?
Something
was it NBC? One of them won out because Nielsen said that nobody watched it, so they gave up their contract for the Stanley Cup to somebody else. Well, the next year, hockey watchers went up like 200%. And then all of a sudden it was hot again, and they lost their property. And the Stanley Cup was on some other channel, and so everybody was freaking out. This year it should be bigger than ever.
Not to mention you have a lot of networks, Fox is, I see the Fox is the worst of them all.
Right.
Because what they tend to do is sports, 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 regular content, sports, 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 and it gets lost in the shuffle.
Right.
And when you do that a lot, especially doing high-end, even though they have a contract for it, then they start complaining, why are the ratings for our regular shows so low? It's because because they don't air them, or you're airing
Sunday
all the sports.
Night, Sunday night, they should just stop airing regular programming and just air sports television. Because if everything is always like, and especially because it's a fall sport, all your fall premieres get delayed.
Yeah.
For Sunday night, because the game went over, the game went long, and it's like, so everything's like, it's supposed to come on at 9. Well, it didn't come on until 9:27. You know? Now, well, they even put in a rule that, like, with hockey, they won't go past a certain, like, a certain minute with overtime. They just cut the game off because people were complaining from the network about their shows getting inundated with the whole, people tuned in to watch the show, and it wasn't on. It was goddamn, you know, sports.
And you lose viewers, and...
Yeah.
And they're like, wait a minute, this is supposed to be a popular program, what the hell?
Because
you're listening to sports.
Yeah.
Or they shuffle it, like, Monday, Thursday, and back to Monday,
well,
Wednesday.
One day they're going to figure out that people don't appointment to watch TV anymore, that it's gonna all going to be, like, internet content. And you can just download what you want to watch when you want to watch
it. Or if you want to suck.
Netflix is so smart. When they premiere a TV show that's a Netflix exclusive, like Kimmy Schmidt, have you watched that?
No. Or Daredevil, funny, whatever.
Right. Hilarious. But, like, yeah, like Daredevil, you can watch the whole thing. You don't have to, like, you can watch it at your leisure. The whole season is out all at once. The whole season. You don't have to sit there and wait a week between. You can watch the whole thing from start to end right there.
And if there's a season 2,
yep,
you can watch season 1, then what? Catch up?
Yep. Or if you want to watch the last episode and you want to watch the first episode of the second season, you can do that too. So, you know, it's just, it makes more sense to do it that way.
Other, because we kind of touched on it briefly, even though we don't like reality TV because it's so planned, I think the only, you don't watch that much reality TV, do you?
No. There's only like one, I guess it was reality, there was only like one reality show I kind of got into, but I didn't really like all the drama. I was just, it's called Heroes of Cosplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because duh, I'm a cosplayer.
But.
I only watched it for the cosplay. I kept hearing all this drama about, oh, there's a hole in my costume. Oh, I don't have this to do this. My power went out. My equipment went down. I'm just like, just shut up and show me the goddamn cosplay.
Right. But well, it's one of those things where I think they make up the problems, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's stuff that, like, if it happened to you, oh, power went out. Bummer, I'll just do something else. But they're like, in the world.
But for me and Big Kenny, for a while, it was Kitchen Nightmares. Oh, it's so good.
I like that one.
The downside for that, the shows, the restaurant success rate,
right,
12%. Yeah, it's that low.
Wow.
But recently, like I said, I've been watching Bar Rescue.
Right.
Guess what their success rate is?
What's that?
75%.
Holy shit. Alright.
So it... Check out, at least check it out, because he's almost like on the level of, you know, Gordon Ramsay. Are you fucking kidding me? You know, you gotta fucking wake up, you know, just, what are you doing? The hell? And it's just, I know in one episode, it's like,
they were so frustrated because you would see people like, they'd have a wonderful looking space. And a staff, and like, but they would just like waste their talent. And it's like, oh,
I'm sure you
or you'd see how dirty it was, and I'd be like,
yeah.
I haven't seen a new episode of Kitchen Nightmares in over a year.
I think he stopped.
I
heard something about it.
He's a fox. Yeah, I think he's like the Wolverine of Fox.
Yeah.
They have him in everything. It's like, He's success here. Like, let's put him in this. Let's put him in this. Let's put him in this.
He was great on Jimmy Kimmel one night. They were making scrambled eggs, and Jimmy Kimmel fucked it up. He picked up the pot, threw it on the floor. He said, "Start over." That was hilarious.
That's the thing. Jimmy Kimmel's losing ratings to Jimmy Fallon.
Oh yeah, but
yeah. I like Jimmy Fallon.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel's hilarious, but he's his show's just not as funny as Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon is just. He's comedy.
He's Kimmel's been clickbait. I would say clickbaiting.
Yeah.
The YouTuber channel.
Right.
And he's been insulting just to get the clicks and the
right.
and the ratings to see right. you know because he's insulted the Let's Players and the
right.
gamers
right.
and so forth and so on. So.
Like the one bit that he does on there that is really funny, Kimmel, is that one where it's like celebrities read their hateful tweets
yeah.
or whatever. That one's hilarious. I love that, but. Other than that, I really don't watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Is there any canceled shows that you guys miss or liked in the past?
The Muppet Show.
Is that yeah, the Muppet Show? MASH holds up even today. Breaking Bad still.
Briscoe County Jr.
You know the guy who played one bounty the African American.
Right.
He passed away.
Did he?
Yeah.
Damn.
I forgot.
How long ago?
I don't know. I was listening to the commentary a few years ago. And Bruce Campbell said he passed away.
Well, the DVD's at least, what, 8 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Huh.
I like cartoons, so a lot of the shows that I watch are a lot of cartoons. And a lot of my I like the old, not necessarily 90s. I don't know what to classify. Courage the Cowardly Dog. I miss that show. I really do. Yeah.
There was a slew of cartoons that came out. From like the early 90s to the early 2000s, like Tiny Toons.
Keep it going.
Okay. But like Tiny Toon Adventures, and then there was like, what was the one?
Animaniacs?
Well, there was Animaniacs, but then there was, what was the one with the, I can't remember the
Freakazoid?
Name. Freakazoid!
I love that show!
Freakazoid
oh my
was
God.
Like the best show.
I know!
But that whole era of cartoons. That's what I'm talking about. That whole era of cartoons was fantastic. There was so much stuff on. There was Ren and Stimpy were still hot then.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah, occasionally. Like my mom didn't really like me watching it too much.
Yeah, because it was pretty vulgar.
Yeah.
For the time, but then there was also like Liquid TV on MTV. Did you ever hear of Liquid TV?
No.
It was kind of an animation like free for all where they had a bunch of different stuff come on. So you had. Aeon Flux, which was like have you seen the movie Aeon Flux?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, there was they did a live action, but there was it was almost like an anime, but it was like this girl like and she always was on some random mission and like she it was cool. But that era of cartoons was like it was huge. The Beavis mm-hmm. and Butthead was out then, and like stuff like that. So. It was nice to see that, but then it all kind of just died off.
I know.
And, like, you get these cartoons now that are all just kind of like, they're not fun. Some of them are
funny. I mean, SpongeBob was pretty funny at first, but now they're just kind of really
right.
downhill.
Well, what's the one with the Justice League one?
Justice
League. But it's like they're like
Teen
kids.
Titans?
Teen Titans.
Yeah, I love Teen Titans. I like the old Teen Titans. I do not like this new Teen Titans Go things where they look like... they have like little bodies and they have big heads.
Well, those are funny. They're
yeah,
hilarious.
That's kind of funny, but they have like a really dumb humor that
it's
I just don't.
Like, it's almost like an Asian humor, almost like a
mm-hmm.
anime humor to it. In fact, it kind of copies anime.
I wouldn't say anime humor. I would just say it's
well,
more.
Well, they do the big doe eyes and the
yeah.
teardrop and all that when they're sweating and stuff. So that's why I say that. That's
yeah.
Classify that. But, there's also. Oh, what is it? Some of the new stuff that's coming on.
Ugh.
Like we said, Rick and Morty.
There's a guy knocking at the door.
But there's like Rick and Morty. That's pretty famous.
Oh.
You shut your fucking face up. Anyway.
She's annoying as hell.
I know. It was because you left the door open.
Oh, that may have been me. I was...
That's right. Ignore her. She bitches about everybody. This is loud to her.
I know.
I can barely hear you.
Right. Well, it's because when you left the door like a crack.
Yeah.
And it was getting out. And so she's like, we're in a public library. That's why we're bitching right now.
But to kind of move things along a little bit, kind of segue into the next topic. Recently, this poor old Wes Craven passed away. Mm.
About time.
No! I'm such a big Wes Craven fan. It's so disappointing because all the other horror films, I'm like, nah. Remakes.
Right.
But I'd say Wes Craven set the standard, set the bar. He not only created he popularized. If he didn't create, he popularized the standard, the cookie cutter standard for slasher films.
Absolutely.
I grew up watching the slasher films.
Yep.
They eased my puberty.
Oh, yeah.
So, when the cookie cutter standard is naked women and blood cuts
the floor. If I have to take a shower.
I know, but you can't. There's a noise in the basement. I should slip down into my silk pantyhose and check it out.
And as a pubescent teen, go ahead.
You really should. They'll protect you.
It's +9 armor if you do it. But, and he also, with Scream, he rewrote the rules for Speed because of how, you know. But the thing is, with Scream being popular, you had all those whodunit, who did this, who did that, who did this, who did that, is this the killer, that, like, come on, you're just, it's, he made something popular and now everybody's trying to catch it.
Right.
And it's the same thing when it comes to a lot of the other horror movies that are out there, like Blair Witch. It made the cam films popular, and it showed that it could be done on the cheap.
There was a good one I watched that was on Netflix the other day.
What?
I thought it was good. It's still cheesy. It was Area 51.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen
it? Yeah, I just watched that.
It was pretty good.
It was made by the makers of Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
And I have a love-hate with those type of films.
Right.
Some of them, like the Paranormal Activities, are good. And the original Blair Witch are good. But you have some that are a lot of the independent movie makers feel that because it's cheap, let's do a found footage film.
Right.
And you're like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
The thing that I liked that made sense when they did that one was that they wore body cams. Like, so it wasn't like, oh, let's turn it on every time. Well, because, like, you know, was it Bobcat Goldthwait just made one about Bigfoot? So every time something happened, they would turn the camera on, which that makes sense. They weren't just walking around with cameras on like 24 hours, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a certain like sensibility to it, which is why I didn't like Blair Witch, because like they were lost in the woods and they were just constantly running a camera, and it was like, really, like, you're depressed and you're upset and you're mad, but you still want to film.
But
it's like, where they were in the woods, you're not 5 miles from the highway.
But as some of those on Facebook know that with me, I have no love gained for ABCs of Death.
Right. No.
I've watched both of them. There's maybe two or three shorts in that. They're good.
Right.
And the rest suck.
Garbage.
And it's just like, they'll have like beef, and the person chose ball, and it seems like the only thing that has reference to that word is that there's a ball in it somewhere,
right?
And that's it.
Yeah.
But on the flip, the VHS series is done, in my opinion, done very well. It does the cam stuff,
right?
But it plays to the theme of the overall theme of the movie,
right?
The first one is good. The second one is okay. The third one is, which is VHS Viral, is
Yeah.
But it plays. It knows what it is.
Right.
And it's still better than the ABCs.
Right.
Where ABC fails, VHS is succeeding.
Right.
But I wait until those movies come on Netflix.
Yeah.
That way I'm not paying $5. But, I know, other, some of the geeky movies coming out is Deadpool next year.
Yeah!
Batman versus Superman next year. A whole shit ton of movies. Let's see if I can bring it up.
Batman versus Superman better be the movie that it's promising. Let's put that up. It's going to make or break DC.
And recently,
I got a bad feeling it's not going to be good.
Recently, also in current news, they gave one of the creators, Brian Fingering, or whatever his name is, one of the, I guess he's one of the co-creators of Batman.
Right.
They're finally giving him film credit as the creator.
Oh,
of,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Which is, for to me, that's a good thing.
Right.
You know.
Let's see. But yeah, no, I think that movie's going to make or break DC totally. I don't think that they're going to survive.
I think they're like building up way too much suspense. They're like putting up people's hopes, and then when they see it on the screen, they're going to be like,
well, right. And they're doing this thing where they're trying to create this world like Marvel does, but Marvel did it the right way. They slowly introduced the characters in their own films and then brought it all together. Well, they're already like, well, we're doing a Justice League movie. Well, who's going to be in it? So far, we got Batman, Superman, we got The Flash and Green Arrow that are on TV. They're supposed to be coming all together. When?
They haven't. And the thing is, that's what I was talking about in reference to like Arrow and Flash.
Right.
They go like, we're having Wonder Woman, we're having this, we're having that, we're having this. And they don't do it. They did it with Smallville. We're going to have Bruce Wayne come on. All of a sudden, we're not. We're going to bring Green Arrow.
Right.
You know, fuck you.
Right, and they banged out, like, they were banging out the movie Superman Batman, but they're introducing Wonder Woman in the movie. Why didn't you give her own movie first?
Because she doesn't have the power, the fan base power, to support her own film.
Dude, I think Suicide Squad's going to be a better movie than Batman and Superman. There, I said it.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it's gonna gross. Well, it won't gross higher, but it's gonna gross more fans.
I'd put some sort of wager on that, but knowing your uncanny luck with wagers, I am not doing that.
Look at what Guardians of the Galaxy did.
Ant-Man was like a B-level character,
right?
And it made money.
Yeah.
But
granted, not as much as it probably should. But the classic one, I would say, Guardians of the Galaxy made a fucking boatload of money and a brand new whole bunch of fans for Marvel. Right. Because it resonated. The story didn't have anything to do with anything that anybody had to catch up on.
It's just like
it was its own little beast.
Yeah. And some of the geeky movies that are coming out next year are Deadpool in February, Batman, Superman in March. Civil War in May, then X-Men Apocalypse in May.
I hate that already.
Why?
Have you seen Apocalypse?
I have. He looks like a Power Ranger villain.
He does. He looks like Ivan Ooze. He does. Mm-hmm. When the hell was Apocalypse ever purple?
I don't think he was supposed to be purple.
He was gray toned. His skin was gray toned in the comic books, and he had like a purplish bluish outfit. They made him purple.
And also, Doctor Strange is next year in July. Suicide Squad in August. Gambit in October.
That's gonna be good.
And then we're going to like March 2017 with Wolverine 3.
Yeah.
It's gonna be his last film.
It's gonna be old Logan. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't wait. Because if they do that storyline, do you realize who's in that movie?
Blind Hawkeye.
Well, Blind Hawkeye and
Devil
Dinosaur.
Yeah! The dinosaur!
And you know what Devil Dinosaur gets? He gets the Venom outfit on. The Devil Dinosaur Venom.
But, besides the whole aspect of X-Men Apocalypse... What do you think of...
I wish they would have done the storyline for Here Comes Tomorrow. What?
Storm.
Storm?
Yeah. Sporting the Mohawk.
She's pretty cute.
That's cool.
She's cute.
At least that's a plus. They keep him with the loose teeth.
Olivia Munn is Psylocke. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I did.
That's right.
But another movie saw. Is there any movies that you guys love or love to hate?
Love to hate?
Yeah.
Can I just name off movies I hate?
God, you can.
Twilight.
Everybody hates Twilight.
Everybody hates Twilight.
Howard jumped on that bandwagon, but the bandwagon's full.
It's too full. I have to walk.
I can appreciate Twilight. Now, you know, I'd be the first person to hate Twilight, but I can appreciate it for what it is. But
terrible is what it is.
But if they didn't parade it around as, like, the greatest thing ever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if the story is mundane, and the characters are... are silly.
To me, it's Anaconda.
Yeah.
I actually, when I was in theaters, I walked out.
Right.
About midway through, I went, fuck this.
Yeah.
You know, it's walked out. I don't want a refund. Just fuck it.
I walked out of a couple of movies. I walked out of Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
I thought the first one was horrible. The
first one was pretty bad, but the second one, did you see the second one?
Yeah, I did.
Me and my wife got up and walked out.
No,
we got up and said, this is fucking stupid.
I have to sit through the movies.
Compared
my
compared to what? Life Force?
No, I watched Life Force because it was at least funny. Dude, did you watch Spirit of Vengeance? And you didn't think... You didn't. It's, at some point, you didn't just try to set your whole like face on fire to forget it.
I think I was busy doing stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, because if you actually pay attention, it's really...
Yeah, my parents don't believe in wasting money, so I'm not allowed to walk out of the theater. It's bad. I have to sit there and
just
terrible it is.
I got my money back. Trust me on that.
My mom wouldn't let me leave the Snow White and the Huntsman. I'm just sitting here. I only like the Evil Queen. Everything else sucks.
That got okay towards the end. But the movie itself pretty much was horrible throughout.
Kristen Stewart can't act.
She's all right. She was okay in the Runaways movie.
And what about her performance in Zathura?
Zathura? Oh, Zathura. Oh, Zathura. I didn't see very much of her, so I was okay with it.
Considering that was also Pete's movie debut right. For The Hunger Games.
Well, did you ever
see he was in a game.
No, he was in something before that, wasn't he? He was in some made-for-HBO.
Yes. I just find his major film debut is about a game, and he became popular based on a game, so to speak. But there have been movies that, you not so much, but him, I put through so much hell. Life Force being one.
Right.
Oh, you don't understand. You don't understand. This movie is how bad?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, it's probably like a 15. It's pretty bad.
So bad that no, it has another 5
but it's,
levels.
It's so bad it almost turned into good. It's watchable, but it's frustrating and funny.
No, yeah.
You can make a drinking game.
I did.
Of every scene.
It'll literally kill you. I have... It's take a shot every time somebody physically walks through a door.
Yeah. You're done. That one scene alone, you're done.
Or as one of my friends did, every time in Labyrinth you see David Bowie's crotch, he took a drink.
Yeah, every 15...
No, this is worse than that.
Every 15 seconds of a naked woman, you
try. 15 minutes of watching this movie, you'll see the two main reasons why I like it.
Yeah, right.
And it's besides those two reasons. One is the main character. It's pretty much space vampires that turn their victims into zombies. And the main person, who's the vampire, is a female. And she spends like 90% of her performance full frontal naked.
Right. You'll get sick of seeing a naked woman.
It's
right.
But it's funny.
At some point you're like, well, it's cool. And you're like, can she just...
But it's literally funny. It's like, I know why I like this movie. Space vampires turn people into zombies, and there's a naked chick in it. What's not to hate? But literally, it's like every time you see her naked, take a drink. Every time somebody walks through the door, take a drink. Some every time that you see the life, the quote unquote life force, take a drink.
Yeah, right.
Every time you see the spaceship, take a drink. Somebody asks, "Are you okay?" Take a drink. Mm-hmm. So you're spending the entire movie like this.
You might as well just hook up an IV. You might as well just
yeah,
just hook it up. It's, have somebody
I think
pouring it.
The other movie I forced you to watch almost was The Machine Girl.
Oh God.
This
was
is
pretty crazy. Where, it was funny though.
Where
it was along this lines of story of Ricky though.
Well, where the life force is London made from the '80s. This was early 2000s,
yeah.
Japanese made.
Uh-huh.
Almost in the vein of Evil Dead, bad, but it pegs the needle of this movie can't get any worse,
and
it does.
Is this the movie where there was a girl eating batteries?
No, where
she gets her arm lobbed off.
I forget why.
By some school bullies, and
she gets it replaced with
a machine gun, and she goes on this vengeance. Because the guy that did it was a son of a mob boss.
Yeah.
And she goes on a vengeance with a machine gun arm. And it's just literally just like, this can't get any worse. Oh, it does. This can't get any worse. It just raises the bar, jumps over it, raises the bar again, jumps over again. Like, no, he can't make it this time. Oh, fuck. it's a little train wreck that you can't,
yeah.
You just...
You just can't stop it.
I just gotta watch this. What? Dear God, I can't not watch this. Oh, dear God. To me, the other one that somebody forced me to watch was Cemetery Man.
Right.
I don't think I forced you to watch that.
No, but I didn't watch it.
Again, it's one of those, it's foreign made, poured into the States.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a caretaker of a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And Cemetery Man. And every time somebody's buried there, within 7 days, they come back as a zombie. So he tries to kill them off. And it just gets twisted from there. And someone comes, this attractive woman comes in that he falls in love with, that her old rich husband died. And she gets bitten by the dead husband. And he thinks that she becomes a zombie. But she, in reality, he just killed her in... And she doesn't, but he accidentally kills her anyway. And it's just, she becomes this reoccurring, he sees her everywhere. And death comes up to him and says, quit killing those that I've already killed. If you want them to stay dead, you kill them. And that's what he does, and he sees the person that he's in love with again. But she was a prostitute. And he goes downstairs and goes, her roommate goes, yeah, we're working our way through college because you had sex with her. $500. But she said she loved me. Oh, that's extra $100. So he wanders back upstairs. She mumbles that how cold she is. So he takes a heater, lifts up the blankets, tosses the heater in, tosses the blankets down, and the room catches on fire. And in one scene to prevent, his friend tries to take the fall for him. And goes into ICU to prevent his friend from talking. He kills him. The police chief is in the hospital. He's walking out of the hospital with the gun like, I don't care if I'm caught. The police chief pretty much says, don't leave, there's a kill going around. Oh, you've got a gun. Go ahead. But it's dumb, it's cheesy, but it's like, it's watchable.
Right.
But we're going to... No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No.
Right.
But right. Are there any movies before we go that you'd love to see made or
love to see made, like from a book or something?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. No, I want to. Being a role playing game person, I want to see a movie that, you know, like Dungeons and Dragons, but doesn't just dwell on the characters that are in the game rolling.
Like
I actually...
version of the movie that came out a few years ago.
Which was?
Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, I want to see the actual people role-playing, you know, rolling the dice. You can't do that. Yes, I can.
Well, aren't they doing
not if I get the handbook.
Aren't they doing World of Warcraft?
Yeah. They're also doing a live-action version of Akira.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
It's going to suck. The live-action version of Attack on Titan was fucking horrible.
I haven't seen it.
That either.
Yeah, I watched it. I illegally watched it.
So?
It was horrible. Anyway, movie I'd like to see made, Jake and the Real Warriors. You're like, puzzlement. What? Back in the 80s, there was a TV show made for a line of toys. The whole show was basically an advertisement for toys. And it was called,
like most of the stuff.
So it was called Jace and the Wheeled Warriors. So Jace was on a search to find this, was it a key that his father gave him? Anyway.
It was something like
That.
Cookie cutter cartoons.
Ridiculous. And he had like a robot and a wizard. And they were fighting these evil plants called the Monster Mines. And they would come to life and make trucks. And so, like, he had to fight the trucks, and he had, like, all this weaponry, and he had a ship. Looked like an actual boat that flew through space. Fuck yeah. So.
This sounds like a sci-fi film.
It was awesome. Wheel Warriors!
Mm-hmm. So, we're gonna.
Or, ooh, Silverhawks.
Silverhawks, now.
Live action Silverhawks movie, yeah.
What about live action Thundercats?
Thundercats!
That would be sketchy.
If they do 80s or the new one that 80s. Came in? 80s?
Yeah. If they did, well, I don't know. Who would you cast as Lionel?
The Rock. No, Panthro for the
Panthro for the Rock. Yeah, for the Rock.
Vin Diesel.
Oh,
no, no, no. No, Tiger. Tiger.
Tiger?
Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Battle Tank.
Oh, my God. All right, who's Mumra? The guy that... Oh, the guy that played the oh, actually, that'd be really good. The guy that played the head vampire on Underworld.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I can't remember his name ever. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I know. Or how about Hugo Weaving?
No, he's too... No, no, it had to be an older guy to play Mumra. The ever-living...
Well, we're going to cut it short. We're going to go right now.
I want to watch cartoons.
If you found our show through Twitter and played it through that way, we do have a website. It is the Long Coat Mafia. It's the longcoatmafia.podbean.com. You can find us also on iTunes and Stitcher. Our email, if you don't like what we say or anything like that, we don't give a shit, but we want to hear from you.
Give a shit, but please talk to us.
Yeah, please talk to us.
We're lonely. Don't
We're
talk
lonely.
To us.
We don't want to be forever alone. Our email is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. And that's it. We're gone.
Yay.
Yay. Does anybody else have anything to say?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Bye.
We're out.
Bye.